Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Good morning and welcome to another Kingdom Works program. This is Geraldine Baker joining you this morning, and I am so excited for what we are going to do today. We have a beautiful person who we are going to hear from today, Kylie Smith from Liberty Life Consulting. Welcome, Kylie.
Thank you, Geraldine. Great to be here.
So good to have you. It's lovely to meet you in person finally. And if you are on our website, you can jump on and you can actually watch this whole interview and as well as listen to it on our beautiful Reamer FM, which is fantastic.
So good.
Kingdomworks.org.au is where you need to go to be able to see this, but we are going to have an incredible conversation this morning. Kylie, tell us a little bit about you. You have written a couple of books and you have got some retreats that you do, but tell us your story. What motivated you or brought you to a place where you created Liberty Life Consulting?
Great question. I was honored to be raised in an amazing godly Christian family and knew that I was loved by God, but I was born with a very rare condition where the doctors told my parents I wouldn't live the day, then the week, and then said it is medically impossible. She will never ever crawl, stand or walk. And as you can see, I have
here
done
you
all
are.
Of those
you have.
And overcome medical impossibility. And so with the scars on the outside, I looked, walked and talked different to everyone else. I had a lot of brokenness on the inside.
Right.
So I went through a journey of, after, due to not knowing my worth and value, I entered a very toxic relationship.
Yep.
And after coming out of that, I remember this conversation I had with God in the car. It was a warm summer's day, and he said, you can allow the trauma of your past around your birth and around the abuse to define you.
Wow.
You can allow it to be a stumbling block or a stepping stone. And I went about making an intentional choice to do the latter, of using it to overcome.
Yeah, wow.
And then rebuilt my life on truth. So there were different things that I did that such as reframing belief systems.
Yep.
There were things that I believed about myself that I call them personal truths, but they're actually lies. We know that Romans 12 verse 1 and 2, that we are the gatekeepers of our mind, and we take on belief systems from, I believe, in our mother's womb, because there was trauma in there around when I was born until we're seven.
Yeah.
So we take on belief systems that are personal truths to us, but they're not actually the truth.
Right, fantastic.
So that would have been the first defining choice I made, was to reframe those.
And you know, we would probably have a lot of listeners who have been through some sort of trauma in their life. Tell us a little bit about the statistics around trauma.
Sure. Unfortunately, the statistics are 89% of people up to the age of, like, young adults have experienced trauma, which is devastating.
That's devastating, isn't it? And in so many different forms.
Correct.
Trauma comes in lots of different ways.
It does.
And lots of our listeners will, like we've already said, will have experienced trauma in many different forms.
Yes.
One of the things that you do is to work with lots of domestic violence survivors. And
correct.
And domestic violence comes in lots of different forms too, doesn't it?
It does,
and
definitely.
We often probably think more of it as a physical thing, but can you elaborate on that a little bit, because it's not just that.
No, it's not. So, and there's a lot more information and amazing services now than there were when I came out a couple of decades ago. Yeah. So it is psychological, yep. like putting down, isolation. There is spiritual abuse, financial abuse, soul and mental abuse is massive. Yep. So it's not, I thought back when I was in it, that it was only if they, you know, punched you in the head, but it's so much more than that. So
yeah, that's really good to know. And it expands, I guess, the what we think about when we think about domestic violence, to be correct. Able to understand it a little bit better. And like you said, it and it happens everywhere, right? Mostly in every generation, in any sphere. Like, it doesn't matter what socioeconomic background you have or what ethnicity, it comes from everywhere in every direction, right?
In churches.
In churches. And I think this is a really important thing to note, that as Christians, sometimes we probably think, oh, that doesn't affect people around us. But it really does affect people far more than we would even realize, right?
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. So you mentioned already a couple of things to like watch out for, I guess, traits, or if you're in a toxic relationship, what are some of the red flags? And one of those was isolation. What are some of the other red flags that you might be looking out for in those toxic relationships?
I know after I came out of my toxic relationship, my family said it was like I lost who I was, and they described it that I was like dead on the inside, and I didn't notice. So it's very hard to notice. But if you see maybe a loved one or a friend going through that, if they're not the usual bubbly person that they are in there, I guess when I look at photos of that time, I guess I understand now what my loved one said. Like, it was like a almost a hollowness.
Wow,
and
yeah.
not having a voice. I've always been an advocate from a very young child, and I lost my voice. So I didn't have the confidence to speak up, and to, especially for myself.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So for those of you who have just joined us, I will say I'm speaking with Kylie Smith. She is from Liberty Life Consulting, and an incredible woman, an incredible overcomer, and has an incredible story to tell, and a voice now that speaks to people and gives them hope for the future, and hope for coming out of situations perhaps that they never dreamed that they would be in. Right. But there really is hope for people, isn't there?
Definitely.
And
definitely.
I think that that's a really big thing of your, one of your big messages is to know that we all have a choice in those situations, how it's going to shape us. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? What's the message of hope that you would bring to people?
The message of hope is we all have the power, especially through the power of the Holy Spirit, but we can make intentional choices to move forward, just like that encounter I had that was a defining moment in that car with God. It was like I had a choice to be a victim, and I could have actually chosen that quite easily to, you know, you'll only ever be this, you'll have every excuse actually, but I have a very tenacious, determined, overcoming spirit, but we all can have that.
Absolutely.
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, through allowing yourself to be vulnerable with the right people. I needed to surround myself with a community that believed in me when I didn't believe in myself.
So how do we then equip people who maybe aren't as confident right now? So maybe we have some listeners who are in a situation and they don't know what to do, or maybe you know of people who are in situations and they don't know what to do. Yeah. How do we empower women, and sometimes men as well? Majority of women would be in those domestic violence relationships probably, but there are some men too. How would we empower them to find their voice?
Listen to them. Don't, like, non-judgmentally. Yeah, so there's already massive shame around a person who is in that, and particularly higher in males. Mm. Like, it's very hard for a male to share that they're being abused. But for anyone in that situation, there's, huge shame, especially as a Christian. I know I felt like a failure. I felt like, you know, I come from, my parents are 52 years married, and then I was married sure this time, but it's like massive shame. So to listen, don't quote scriptures about God hates divorce.
Yeah, right.
Because what I've learned is God hates abuse.
Absolutely.
And anyone who is a parent, you know, if something happens to your child and you see, you know, them not being treated, how much do we want them to have a good life? How much more, like that's, in my opinion, the most that a parent can understand love is that parental love. But how much more does our Heavenly Father want us to live a fulfilled and the life that He has called us to live?
Yeah, beautiful. So beautiful. And I think such an incredible message to get out to all anybody who has been in a situation and now finds themselves out, or those who are currently in situations of trauma, like just like those, that there is something to move towards and there is a choice that can be made.
Definitely.
To reframe
yes.
their current perspective.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Kylie, you have written a book. You've written a book called Overcomer, Crowned in Freedom. What an amazing title to a book. Tell us a little bit about that and how, I mean, we're going to point people to your website so that, so if you wanted to find out more about any of the resources we're going to talk about, just jump onto kingdomworks.org.au and you will be able to find a link to all of Kylie's website and we'll also have a couple of links on there to places like Lifeline, 1-800-RESPECT, because there are Perfect. Lots of other places. Let's just quickly talk yes. about that. There are other resources and places that you can go to if you need
definitely,
help. Can you give
definitely.
Us a bit of a brief
Catholic
on that?
Catholic Care, Staying Home, Leaving Violence, Carrie's Place. Like, there are so many amazing 24/7, like 1-800-RESPECT is 24/7. There are so many resources now for people who are in any form of abuse.
Yeah.
Lifeline. So yeah, there's so much support out there now, and yeah
more, do you think, now?
Definitely.
But we still need to educate ourselves.
Definitely.
Right.
Yes,
we know that it's there, and we know, and I guess we can probably be sitting here in church, or maybe not in church at the moment, but thinking, oh, it's fine, like the pastors will look after that, or oh, it's fine, there's plenty of places but that people can go to. But I think it's really important that we continue to educate ourselves about
Definitely.
The statistics and what is going on in our nation and in our city and in our own neighborhood, perhaps
That's
even
right.
next door,
mm-hmm.
so that we can be equipped and ready
Correct.
To bring a message of hope to anybody
yes. Yes.
who finds they need it.
That's right. So, and it's nearly as high in the church as in
yes,
the...
Yes, yeah, it is. And that's a really important thing to remember. It is
it
not
is.
Absent from church.
No.
What? So tell us a little bit about Overcomer.
Okay.
I love this title of this book. Tell us more about
it. Thank you. So it's my story and the keys I used in overcoming. So it's about disappointment. You know, there's disappointments I'd say everyone on the planet has, and how to deal with that. It's about giving yourself permission to shine and
yeah.
to be all that you're created to be.
There's, yeah.
About what we focus on, like being the gatekeeper of our like eye gate and ear gate, and what we allow to come into our minds,
yeah.
things like that. And there's my favorite word after the name of Jesus is freedom. So there's a whole chapter on freedom.
Yeah.
And then the last chapter is about go. So the first 9 chapters are very much on growing and equipping and empowering ourselves. And the last chapter is, I start it by saying, so just so you know, it's not all about us. So when we
yes.
are walking in the fullness of who we're created to be, then we can go, which
yep,
I'm
so
doing
good.
Now in love, and help others who are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
So,
and there's other things that you do as well. You have a retreat.
Correct.
For people, for women to come to. It's called Breathe.
Breathe Retreat.
Oh, just that
yes.
sound of breathe, like, makes me want to go. Like, it sounds amazing. And that's for women who have who tell us a bit about that.
Great. So I have 2 retreats. The first one is Breathe Retreat, and that's all about the roar of God. So
yeah.
I thought they'd both be called Rising Resilient Retreats. And
yeah.
just before marketing, God said, I want you to call it Breathe Retreat. And
yeah,
I said, wow. Okay, yes. Can you tell me why? And he downloaded about the roar of God, the breath of God.
Mm.
Like, when he created Adam, he breathed his breath of life into him. And I believe there's things in our life that we need to reset. We're working 24/7. We're always on the go, and I don't believe that's the way God designed us to be. So it's about taking intentional time out for yourself to fill your cup, to let go of things that aren't yours to carry anymore, and to let God breathe his breath onto those things that need to come into existence.
Fantastic.
And then the second one, the Rising Resilient.
Tell us about that.
Is through my charity, which is Rising Resilient Australia Incorporated, and that is for women who have come out of abuse and trauma. So the first one is for Christian women, the second one is for any women who have come out of abuse and trauma.
Kylie, it's been so amazing talking to you today. I know that we will have impacted many people who are listening or watching, and really make sure that you jump onto the website and get all the information that you need from that. Jump onto Kylie's website, get those resources. It has been amazing to have you with us for Kingdom Works radio program, and we are looking forward to talking to you again soon.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.